This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming to you from New York City, bringing the video podcast for global Filipinos around the world. Watch and listen as we speak and get to know different celebrities, icons, influencers, and inspiring people. Join Jesse Ding and Jay Cass as they talk about anything and everything while bridging the gap between Filipinos of different generations and genres of choice. Over a glass or two.
Ayan. Welcome to the Ogat Club again.
Ayan, nagka-clubbing na naman po kami.
Teka, nakita ko yung sarili ko. Mukha naman akong turtle.
Ay, no.
It's turtle time, guys.
I know, right? Tsaka, okay, no, tapos naka-alien, ano ka pa? Oh, ang tawag dyan, alien.
Alien head.
Alien head, ayan. Kumusta po kayong lahat? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening po sa lahat ng mga nanonood. Especially po sa mga TFC subscribers. Ayan, the Filipino channel. I Want TFC, FYE channel in Kumu, Facebook, YouTube, and of course, sa lahat ng mga jeepney, pasahero ng Jeepney TV. Ayan, ikaw naman, go!
At dito naman po, sa South Brooklyn, good morning po sa lahat mga Filipinos and non-Filipinos in different time zones, in different dimensions, in different continents, in different galaxies, in this whole wide universe!
Yes! Ayan naman tayo, my God! Ang lumalamig na walaan. Ay, actually, this week, it's gonna be hot.
Ayan na naman yung bipolar New York, New Jersey weather.
Ay, no. Yan na naman.
Magbabalik daw yung summer this week.
Babalik yung summer this week. Tapos, this weekend actually. Starting tomorrow until weekend. Tapos lalamig na naman. Kaya, okay lang yan.
Magbikini na tayo ulit.
Yes. Dahil paiinitin po tayo ngayon ng ating special guest. Kasi, ibang init ha. Init sa...
Para mainit.
Hindi. In terms of knowledge.
Parang ayaw nga, yata niya yun.
I know. Hindi niya para, oo. Kasi in terms of knowledge, pagdating sa fashion world, pageantry, lahat na, 'di ba? Kasi grabe ano to eh, idol to ng pagdating sa ano eh, sa fashion industry, no? Tapos ngayon nandito na
sa
siya sa US.
Pageant industry. Tsaka matalino, 'di ba?
Oo,
ano
pa lang, umpisa
pa lang, may payo na kaagad siya sa akin.
Oo diba? Nga, sa iyong Gautilicious eh. Nagkapayo na bigla.
O, di ba?
Oo nga, tsaka nung na-meet ko to, Jacas, oh my God, Bessie is like, an amazing, like pag whenever he talks, parang makikinig ka lang kasi you will learn a lot of things from him. Hindi lang sa Diyos ko, hindi lang sa pageantry, hindi lang sa fashion,
ano nga
in
siya,
life as well.
It seems na ano siya, matalino siya.
Tsaka yes, very intelligent person. Uh-huh. Ayan. So anyways, nako teka, bago ko ipakilala ating special guest, I would like to say happy birthday, of course, sa mga ano October and November celebrants natin, di ba? My God, si Mark Edeng, we had so much fun during the weekend.
AB.
Yeah, we had AV. AV naman, birthday niya ngayong Thursday or sa Friday gagawin. And then, Monica, My God, Marga, ang dami-daming my birthday.
Ang dami pala natin yung common friends na...
October.
Octobarian at November.
September, October, November, actually. So ang dami.
So tama ka sila yung mga signs na swak sa atin.
Swak talaga sa atin. Oo, kasi nung nagulat ako, parang 8, 9, 10, ang dami nila. Pero anyways, I'm so glad na, you know, we had so much fun. Of course, ngayong Saturday naman is... Halloween costume party. And then the following week naman, Halloween costume naman sa New York City. Ang daming ganap. So anyway, sige na, i-introduce ko na po ang ating special guest for this more night. Ayan. It's a great honor to be with a great creative mind this more night. He started out as a civil engineer, but answered the beck and call of the pageant world and became a well-respected pageant mentor. He played a pivotal role in shaping successful Miss Universe contestants from the Philippines. He's also well-known fashion designer in the Philippines, boosting a star-studded client list that includes Megan Young, Morissette Amon, Jody Santamaria, Sara Geronimo, Tony Gonzaga, Chamsi Supsup, P Awards back, and many more. He is now set to conquer the international scene as he is now residing in New York City. Dito po siya. Kapitbahay po namin siya actually. Yeah. Let's get to know and welcome pageant mentor extraordinaire and fashion designer, Bessie Besana. Woohoo!
Good morning.
Oh, di ba? Good more night sa'yo.
Good more night. Fresh na fresh.
I know.
Siyempre, fresh... may pairing lang tayo kaya fresh.
Aba? Oo nga. Teka, Derek, bakit nag-ano siya? Naglalag? Ha? Ano? Ay, sabi pala ni Derek, kaya ka daw nag-hang. It's because marami sigurong naka-on na tabs sa iPad mo. Nagsha-shopping ka ba o nanonood ka ng... whatever.
Hindi naman.
Oo.
Dalawa lang siya. Pero kinlose ko na.
Ah, kinlose na. Oh, kaya apps. Ah, apps ba? Ah, pati apps din? Ganun ba yun? Pati apps daw.
I-close mo daw yung laptop mo. At charot, ano ba yun?
Lahat na lang iPad. Lahat na lang. Oo, kung shopping shop. Lalo na yung mga apps na pag nagsha-shopping, we notice that too. No? Lalo na pag naka-recorded na siya. Ayan. Si Bessie, ang ganda.
Ito, kasalukuyan ko na siya. Ano na yun? High-tech na tayo. Ano na ako? iPad na ang gamit ko sa lahat. So, I migrated from laptop to iPad.
Ah, oo. Sa bagay, no? Mas handy yun, no? Like, it's tablet na anywhere you go. Pwede mo siyang bitbitin.
Hindi na siya.
Kaya mas, correct.
Dependent dun sa malaking keyboard, di ba?
Oo, correct. Ay, nawala si Bessie. Nawala ang lola mo. Diba,
I'm back. Ayan,
mas okay na. Mas okay
sa
na siya.
Nasa na lahat ng mga applications ko.
Ay.
Oh, isara mo na yung mga grinder. Ano ba?
Oo, mga grinder.
Ay,
ano pa ba yung mga ano, yung mga apps na naka-on dyan? Ay, naku, lalo na siguro shopping. Naku.
Ay, wala na. Naka-close na lahat.
Ayan, naka-close na lahat. So anyways, Bessie, bago tayo mag-start... mag-hi ka naman sa lahat ng mga nanonood, especially sa mga taga-TFC subscribers.
Yeah, sa buong mundo.
Sa buong mundo.
Hello to everybody's watching over a glass or two. Salamat sa inyong lahat, sa lahat ating mga TFC subscribers. You know, it's so funny because this is not my first rodeo living abroad. So, nung first time ko tumira sa abroad, which is Hong Kong, when I was in corporate, meron akong TFC. So talagang... feel kung OFW ako kasi ano talaga ako, TFC subscriber talaga ako that time. So, sa lahat po ng mga nanonood ng all around the world, good more night wherever you are.
Oh yes. Ay, Hong Kong? Teka ha, kailangan nating pagkwentuhan pa yan.
Malalaman natin kung anong ginagawa
mo. Ang dami-daming ginagawa ng lola mo. So anyways, bago ang lahat, kailangan muna nating mag-toast. Ayan. Anong iniinom mo?
Tubig.
At tubig lang. Oo, kami naman kape.
Ako tubig din. Pare-pareho tayo. Pero alam mo dati, mga alcohol ang mga peg natin.
Oo, ngayon, alcohol. Kasi parang
mga gout-delicious beauties na peg natin ngayon.
Kaya ano na? Kaya kailangan, na lang?
Ayokong magka-special hour ng best in long gout.
I know.
Ay, that's funny. Hoy, nanakawin ko yan. I can use that ha, someday.
Oo. So anyways.
Best in long gout ka, dai.
Oh my God. So anyway, sige, ipo-welcome ka namin ha, sa Sambayan ng Pilipinas po at sa aming dearest USA. Guys, let's all welcome Bessie Bissena. Welcome to Over a Glass or Two.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Ayan. Oh, ayan. Isa pa at kailangan daw ng ano.
Meron tayong picture.
Picture. Photo op. Tapos, kwentuhan na tayo.
Ito, baka mas maganda yung mug ko.
Ayan, mas maganda ang mug. Blue pa. Diba? Okay, go. 1, 2, 3. Ayan. Tuloy na natin ang ating kwentuhan. Busy. Saan ba tayo mag-uumpisa? Ang dami-daming. Sobra. Alam mo, na-inspire ako. Kasi I met Bessie sa isang get together, di ba, kay Tony sa kanyang Central Park.
Kaya nga, wala ako.
I know. Inaaya ko si Jacobson kaso hindi siya pwede noon eh. Papunta siyang Pennsylvania during that time. Ang dami kong, napaganon talaga kaming lahat. Oh my God. As in, nung kwento niya, parang bitin pa kasi nga, ang daming naganap and to think he's so young. Sabi ko, ang dami mo mong ginawa sa buhay. Teka, Bessie, sandali. Kailan ka dumating, mag-start tayo dito, kailan ka dumating dito sa US?
Officially 2.5 years ago. So, May 2021. That's the time that I moved to the US.
Oh my God. So, talagang bago lang, no? Pero bakit ka lumipat dito? Balikan natin yung, syempre, yung mga, kung paano ka nag-start. Pero, bakit ka lumipat dito? Kasi, my God, you're like, big in the Philippines, di ba? Mm-hmm. Like, designer na, ng mga fashion designer, at saka pageantry mentor. So, bakit ka nag-decide na lumipat sa US?
It was actually not planned. It's something that came about nung nagbakasyon ako. So basically, when I went here in 2021, nagbakasyon ako to do a couple of things. Number one, watch Miss Universe in Fort Lauderdale in Florida. And then the second one was to get the vaccine here. Kasi nga parang that time kasi yung vaccine sa Pilipinas, hindi pa ganun kaganda. So I wanted to get something more, mas magandang version. So, pumunta ako dito, nagkataon na, di ba parang when you wait for the vaccine, it's gonna be a 5-week wait, right? Or 4 weeks, yes, or 5 weeks for the second dose. Tapos while I was waiting for the second dose of the vaccine, my friends in Chicago, where I actually started my journey, was telling me na parang, oh, you've always thought about moving to the US. Why don't you try finally? Tapos that time kasi, I'm a little bit frustrated back home kasi walang nangyayari. Kasi at that time, it was already a year with the pandemic. Pero sobrang wala pa rin events, wala pa rin kahit ano. And unfortunately, my job is very heavily dependent on events and functions. Kapag wala nagpapakasakit, pag walang, alam yun, awards night, pag wala nagde-debut, walang nagpapagawa ng damit, right?
Correct.
So,
yeah.
I decided na, sige, i-explore. Kumbaga, wala naman mawawala. So, in-explore ko siya. I spoke to a lawyer and she's a very successful lawyer. Like, marami na siyang natulungan din mga Pilipino. And then, she told me na, oh, with your credential, I think I'll be able to get you a visa that is specialized for individuals with extraordinary abilities. And diretso kaya nating mapapunta yun ng green card. So, parang sabi ko, ha, talaga, like, eligible ako dun. Sabi niya, oo, as in, wala siyang questions about it. So, me being me, I tried it, in-encourage niya ako na wag nang umuwi. Kasi mas mabilis ang process kapag nasa Amerika ka versus nasa, kasi pwede mo rin gawin sa Pilipinas, but mas mabilis kapag nasa Amerika ka. So, I stayed in Chicago, and then I processed all of my documents there. Tapos yun, finally, earlier this year, last year I was granted the visa, and then earlier this year I was granted the green card. So, ito na, dito na talaga ako. That's why I'm starting na all over again in the US.
Ang galing.
Galing na, pero alam mo ha, swerte.
Congrats,
mo kasi,
wait a minute, legal na legal.
Legal na legal.
Congratulations.
Hindi, alam mo, ang swerte mo kasi ang dami-daming, alam mo yan, Filipinos all over the world. Of course, you know, like are dreaming, di ba? Mm-hmm. Hoping na makapunta rito as legal dito sa US. Pero sa'yo parang binigay lang yun.
At saka,
no?
Isa ka dun sa mga extraordinary creatures. Akalain mo yun? Wow!
Endangered species ang lola mo. Ang galing. Ah. Hindi lahat nabibigyan yan. Ah.
Yeah, yung ganyan. Yung
actually,
sobrang galing.
Maganda talaga siya. Kasi nga, pag nakuha mo siya, talagang direct to green card siya. Tapos, ang pinakamaganda doon, hindi ako dependent to anybody and to any company. So, basically, I can do whatever I want. So, yun yung ano ko. Yun yung parang, that's why now that I already have my green card, parang, sabi ko sa sarili ko, I have to try putting my brand out there. That's why for the last couple of months, yun yung pinagkakaabalahan ko talaga to keep on building the brand or like introducing the brand here in the US.
Galing, no? So far, nahirap. How is it? Kasi sa Pilipinas, kakwento, yan, yun yung next kong ano eh, ipapakwento sa'yo. Kasi you're so young, tapos biglang ang dami yung naging achievements, no? Pero nung nandito ka, dumating ka dito, so far 2 years, no? Hindi ka pa, ano, may mga struggles ba? Or meron kang parang, sana pala, nag-stay in lang ako sa Pinas. May ganun bang mga peg?
You know, it sounds funny kasi nung nasa Pilipinas pa ako, never ko kasi pinangarap maging personality or never ko pinangarap maging sikat. Parang I've always been the person na mas na-enjoy ko yung sa likod versus sa harap ng limelight. Kasi kung ginusto ko yun, marami namang designer o maraming mga tao na nasa industry ako na sikat sila. Like nakikilala mo sila talaga sa TV, ganyan. Hindi ko siya naging dream. Like parang I could have ridden the coattails of my friends, right? But I never did that because hindi ko siya pinangarap. But because of what I've done as a designer, meaning yung pagpupursigi ko, ganyan, kasama kasi talaga doon sa trabaho ko yung nakikilala ka. So, and I'm very grateful kasi may mga advantage yun. Being somebody na medyo may konting influence, meron yung konting advantage. Like, na-experience ko dati na sa Pilipinas kapag meron ka akong concern, like for example, may problema ako sa ano ko, internet, ganyan. Minsan, magre-reklamo pa lang ako dun sa provider ko, na-pick up na kagad nung mga tao. Tapos parang, because meron kang konting influence, naasikaso ka kagad, parang ganun. And unfortunately, ganun sa Pilipinas, kapag mas mataas yung pangalan mo or mas kilala ka,
totoo,
mas pinapansin ka ng mga tao.
Yes, so, ano ka, may pagka-VIP ka, kumbaga.
Yes, magpakatotoo tayo.
And I kind of miss a little bit of that part of my life. Kasi, hindi ko inasam, pero nakarating ako sa punto na yun. And meron talaga siyang benefits. Moving here in the United States was a little bit of a challenge. Kasi pagdating ko dito, although may pangalan ka sa Pilipinas, syempre parang nagsisimula ka ulit eh. Kumbaga parang, oh fine, you're besi-besana, pero parang sino ka ba talaga? Like wala ka pa naman napapatunayan sa Amerika. So, and ako naman, hindi naman ako iba sa paghihirap or sa pagsastruggle or sa pagsisimula. Kasi galing, a lot of people think na parang pinanganak akong may kaya. Kasi nga, nakapag-aral ako sa magandang eskwelahan.
LaSalle, yung, right? LaSalle.
Yeah. I did LaSalle for college. I did San Beda for high school. So medyo expensive schools, right? Pero yes, hindi ako tao na my parents were really mapursigido sila para mailagay ako sa pinakamagandang eskwelahan na kaya nila. Kasi nga, we are very humble. We are very simple as a family. Like, lumaki ako nang wala akong laptop. When everybody in the school has a laptop, tapos doon gumagawa ng assignment. Ako talaga, I don't even own a PC. Para makagawa ako ng assignment ko, I have to kailangan ko medyo utuin yung mga classmates ko. Oh, pero yun naman ako computer para magawa ko yung project ko. Tapos gagawin ko din yung project nila. And that resiliency,
okay,
I think that resiliency is the trait or the value that I'm bringing with me everywhere I go, so that I could succeed in my goal. So yun yung dinadala ko dito sa Amerika. Mahirap siya, honestly. Like, sa totoo lang, medyo, the last few months, meron ako mga moments sa parang, like, bakit ko ito ginawa? Like, may mga ganun akong moments. Hindi ako, yes, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. But, I realized that, itong Amerika, it could really, if you hit it well, kapag alam mo kung paano yung gagawin mo, ang laki talaga nung market. So, yes, it's a matter of like, you know, talagang tatsagain mo talaga siya. And I'm, ako naman, hindi naman ako adverse to paghihirap. Like, kaya ko namang magsumikap. So, I'm gonna do it talaga.
Kayang-kaya
mo. Kaya pala eh. Pa? Ginagawa mo rin yung assignment ng kaklase mo.
Kwente ka nga, kwento nga ako eh.
Hindi madali yun, ha?
Oo. So, ganun yung pagiging resilient mo, no? Ang galing no kasi na-mention mo, di ba? San Beda, tsaka LaSalle. And LaSalle, it's very expensive.
Pare pala tayong Bedan. Kasi ano,
oo, yeah. San Beda.
San Beda, Alabang ako eh. Nag-ano.
San Beda, Dola. The original, ano, yung, walang high school niya sa Menjola, pero nilipat na ng Taytay.
Ah, okay. So, okay. So, pero nung bata ka, yun ba yung dream mo na maging isang fashion designer? Like, what were you like when you were younger?
I've always been inclined into the arts. Ang first art form that I really practiced and loved was singing. I know that I can carry a tune, but I'm not a very, like, parang hindi ako pang contest or pang ganun. Pero, kumbaga, maayos lang ako kumanta, pero hindi ako magaling. So sabi ko, baka hindi to parang maging career for me. I've always been the person na pinipagkurari, may mga bulletin board making, ganyan, mga whatever making, poster making. Lagi ako yung pinupush kasi nga, actually medyo creative yung hands ko talaga. Like parang I could turn something na hindi, pag tiba iba pag ginawa nila, mukha siyang arts and crafts. Yung akin talaga, pag natapos ko, maganda siya. So parang yung mga classmates ko, parang alam ko, talented ka, laging ganun. Unfortunately, when I was growing up, hindi siya na-nurture kasi yung family ko, they've always encouraged me to go to a more stable career, which is a very Filipino trait. That's why when I was entering college, I was being, sabi ng parents ko, mag-business administration course ako. Pero hindi ko kasi talaga siya maipuso. And I'm really good in math and geometry specifically. That's why I went to engineering. So, engineering. So, when looking back, siguro ko na-encourage ako nung bata ako to do more artistic stuff. I could have gotten earlier, but I felt that hindi naman, I'm not the type of person who cries over spilled milk. So ako yung tipo ng taong para okay, fine, hindi na nangyari yun nung bata talaga ako. So I'm gonna make the most out of it now. What I like about my journey is that when I did corporate, kasi I did corporate for 8 years before jumping into fashion, I felt that that foundation of 8 years of professional work actually contributed to being professional in the field of fashion. Kapag nakikipag-usap sa akin yung mga tao, most common thing na sinasabi sa akin ng mga bride ko, kasi usually bride mahaba yung planning nila, di ba? Most common na sinasabi na sa akin ng mga bride ko, ang dali kong kausap. Kasi everything is in black and white. Tapos lahat talaga na pinag-usapan, kontrata. Kumbaga, nagamit ko yun, yung corporate experience ko to my career right now. And I feel that I'm also mature as an individual and as a businessman because of that experience.
Galing. So wait, di ba na-mention mo nag-corporate ka, pero naging engineer ka, di ba? So, yun yung, so college, di ba, naglasal ka. Nung naglasal ka, college talaga ang tinakeup mo. You're like a, anong, civil engineer?
Civil engineer.
Yun talaga tinakeup mo sa LaSal?
Very macho, ha?
Macho. Nagustuhan mo siya? Yung awas-awas eh, tapos schooling, nag-excel ka naman?
Actually, ano, akala ng mga, parang, natatawa ako kasi now that I think about it, na-realize ko, ang hirap pala nung ginawa ako kasi mahirap yung course. Like, hindi siya madaling course.
Oh, yes.
Ang difference ng LaSalle versus other engineering school is that we're on a trimestral system. It means that konting mali mo talaga, you will be kicked out. As in, ang kick out average ng LaSalle was half. Kunwari, 100 kayo nagsimula. 50 lang yung gagraduate. So parang ganun. Tapos ako graduate ako. Tapos nakakatawa kasi honestly hindi ako studious na tao. Like ako yung tipo ng estudyante na pumapasok ako para bumarkada. Medyo pala barkada kasi talaga.
Oh my so, God.
Hindi talaga ako yung parang student honor student. Hindi ako ganun. But
oh, oh.
If there's one thing about me is that hindi ko din hinahayaan na mapunta naman ako, mapariwara naman ako. So when I was in college, actually, mas active ako sa student politics or sa extracurriculars ko versus in my academics. So by academics ko, enough siya para mag-ano ko, hindi naman ako pasang awa, pero like, okay naman ako, like hindi ako mataas ang grades, hindi rin naman mababa, parang very average ako, but in the extracurricular activities, that's really where I excelled. So, nung college ako, hindi lang din ako nag-aaral, mas marami akong kaibigan na very diverse, kasi karamihan pag nag-aaral ka, kilala mo lang yung mga blackmates mo, yung mga org mates mo.
Yes.
All around LaSalle, marami talaga ako naging barkada. So, I think that also became my advantage as an individual.
Okay. Social butterfly ka.
Social butterfly.
At the same time, magaling sa, at the same time, magaling ka rin sa math. Kasi kailangan sa civil engineering ata yun, di ba?
Hindi, tsaka ang galing. Hindi, si Jekas kasi architect eh. Ako naman, architect siya sa Mapuha.
Architecture sa Mapuha. Hirap na hirap ako. Girl, hirap na hirap ako pumasa ng math. As in, sinasummer ko yung algebra. Paulit-ulit.
Tapos,
yung major namin, pag ano pa hindi pa nabibili ng LaSalle yung Mapuha noon eh. Pag bumagsak ka na, hindi yung major mo in design 1-2. Next year mo na kunin. Nag-doctorate ako, girl.
Oh my God. Pero ang galing kasi, Bessie. Imagine mo, bihira lang kasi yung creative at the same time magaling sa math. It's either you're really creative or
left brain, right brain, 'di ba?
Pero sa iyo you have it both. Oh, so nag-graduate ka na ng LaSalle. Pero nung LaSalle na 'yon, nag-excel ka din sa mga, kasi 'di ba meron kayong mga curricular activities or mga artsy-artsy na club. So sumasali ka sa mga ganun?
Hindi. Actually, yung ano talaga ako, ako as a student politician, parang hindi ako yung politician, pero ako yung nagpapanalo ng politicians. So parang political party kami. So very super duper active ako doon. As in, karamihan ng mga lifelong friends that I made from college are from that organization.
But you're not running yourself na parang class president or something like that. Ikaw yung, oh my God.
Anong tawag nila doon? Ano Sergeant of Arms? Sergeant of Arms?
Enjoy ko yung back end na trabaho. Ako personally lang.
Ang galing, no? So okay, so saan ka napasok? Ano, wait, after mo nag, after you graduated in college as a civil engineer, so nag-corporate ka na as an engineer?
Yes.
Which is sa Hong Kong?
Sa Pilipinas muna.
Okay.
Tapos on my 7th year, na-pirate ako nung dati kong boss papunta ng Hong Kong. So kaya ako nakarating ng Hong Kong.
Oh, how long did you stay in Hong Kong?
1 year. Tapos yun talaga yung pivot ko. Nung nandun na ako, dun ko na-realize na at that age and time, I have to try what my passion is. Hindi na pwedeng, I don't see myself 60 years old, tapos yun pa rin yung ginagawa ko kasi hindi na ako masaya. And the funny thing about that is that my position at that time was already a senior manager. At age 29, I was a senior manager and everybody wanted to be where I am. Tapos ako, hindi ko pala siya gusto. So,
oh wow. So, so paano ka nag-start sa, so after nung na-realize mo, na ano pala yung gusto mong gawin during that time at the age of 29?
Okay. Backtrack ko lang yan. Nung 20 years old ako and I was graduating from college, meron ako, dalawa yung parang pivotal core memory ko paano ako napasok sa pageant, saka sa fashion. So yung first was, I have this friend, her name is Rika. Friend ko din sa org ko, sa political org ko. Sabi niya sa akin, as in random, one day random, she was like, Besi, sasali ako ng Binibining Pilipinas. Ako parang, support kita sis. Like parang gano'n. Parang,
yeah.
Because of her, I attended the screening, I attended yung mga activities ng Binibini. Tapos doon ko nakilala yung core group ko na nakasama ko towards the whole journey of my time in the beauty pageant industry. So yun yung first core memory. Yun yung isang first core activity kung paano ako napasok doon. The second one was, when I was graduating too, one of my friends from DLSU told me parang, sis, punta tayo sa Binild. Kasi meron silang graduation fashion show. So ako naman, bilang balabarkada, kaladkarin, tumawid ng Lasal to Binild. Tapos pagdating ko ng Binild, nanood ako ng fashion show nila. Tapos, doon ako first time talaga nakapanood ng totoong fashion show. As in yung talagang talented people yung mga nag-showcase ng mga damit nila. Tapos, one of those designers na naging, I don't know how, hindi ko na maalala, pero naging good friend ko siya. Her name is Vijay Ferresca. And then, nung graduate siya ng college, sabay kami graduate ng college basically, ano, wala akong trabaho, ganyan. Tapos parang sabi niya, sis, tulungan mo ako, punta tayo sa Philippine Fashion Week. Ano, samahan mo ako, mag-dresser kita. Meaning, tutulungan ko siya sa backstage. Bilang kalad ka rin, sumasama talaga ako. As in,
go lang ng go, diba?
Pupuntahan ko siya sa bahay niya sa Pasay, bibit-bitin namin yung gang, pupunta kami ng NBC 10. Ang layo-layo pa nung NBC 10, diba? Parang yung BGC ngayon, NBC 10 pa siya dati. So pupunta kami doon, magpa-fashion show siya, tutulungan ko siya. Tapos yun naman yung ano ko, foundation ko sa fashion industry. Karamihan ang nakilala ko nung time na yun, nung sumasama-sama ako kay Vijay, were the people that also helped me when I started in fashion. Kasi pagdating ko nung time na ako na yung maging designer, biglang all of a sudden, yung mga naging kaibigan ko, editor na sila, stylist na sila, nasa ABS na sila. So, it was not very hard for me to start as a designer kasi meron akong nakapasok yung isang paa ko. Like, nung nakita nilang nagdadamit na ako ng mga beauty queen, ganyan-ganyan, biglang, oh, sis, damitan si ganyan. Kasi nga, kilala na nila ako from like 8 years ago pa. So, yun yung parang dalawang core reason paano ako napasok sa industry. And when I was still doing my corporate career in the 8 years, lagi akong mag-volunteer sa fashion show, lagi akong aate ng Binibini. Kumbaga, I'm all over the place. Ito nga, palabarkada.
Binalance mo talaga din siya.
Buti na lang. Kaya importante talaga yan, no? Yung personality na you're very friendly, you're welcoming, and you're willing to embrace. Diba? Yeah. Lahat ng tao, different walks of life. Kasi tinan mo na, puhunan talaga yan, eh, no?
Uh-oh.
Pero ito, Bes, so, okay. Paano mo nalaman? Kasi diba, if you wanna be a good fashion designer, lalo na nag-create ka ng mga, diba, ng mga tipong head turner ng mga gowns and dresses, dapat magaling ka mag-drawing, right? So, when did you realize na shit, you can really, really like draw and you have the creative mind? Kailan mo na-realize yun?
Okay. 2014 was the time that I decided I want to be a designer. Yun talaga yung time.
And how old were you?
29.
Ah, 2019. Okay, okay. Bata pa. Okay.
So, paglipat ko ng Hong Kong, I was 29. Tapos na-experience ko na lang tumira sa ibang bansa mag-isa, parang dun ko na-realize, okay, like, eto na talaga yung pivot ko. Like, I have to figure this out because I cannot continue doing this na malaki nga yung pera, maganda yung karera, pero hindi ako masaya. So, nung 29 ako, I actually traveled to London. So, that time kasi nanalo na si Megan Young. And Megan is a very good friend of mine. And I helped Megan Young a lot when she was competing for Miss World Philippines and then Miss World. That time, ay ako yung parang ina-acknowledge niya dun sa biography niya na stylist niya. Kasi, ang dami kong kaibigan designer. So, ginagawa ko, tatawagan ko lahat ng mga designer friends ko. Tapos, papadamitan ko si Megan. So, lahat ng damit ni Megan that time with Miss World and, you know, dumadaan sa akin talaga. As a matter of fact, yung designer ni Megan for Miss World Philippines was Eric De Los Santos. Nung tinitignan na namin yung damit niya, parang, sabi ko, sis, parang may... So, ako yung nag-tweak nung gown on behalf of Eric. So parang na-realize ko, actually, that time I was already designing for my friends. Pero iba yung mga parang in-acknowledge because hindi naman talaga ako designer at the time. When we were doing Francis Libiran's gown for Megan for Miss World, I was also there. So I saw all the process. I learned to be friends with Francis. Like, nakilala talaga ko din talaga sila. So na-realize ko na parang, okay, this is something that I like. Something that I might have talent sa industriya na to. So it's up to me on how to hone that. So when I was in London, I talked to Megan, and at that time, surprisingly, si Pia was also in London. So parang pinag-uusapan namin tatlo, may picture pa kami, hindi ko makakalimutan yung picture na yon. Pinag-uusapan namin tatlo na parang they were encouraging me na parang follow your heart, you've been supporting us so much, but ikaw, hindi ka naman talaga masaya dyan sa corporate career mo. So itry mo na siya. Kumbaga parang what's the worst that could happen? You know, you can always go back to corporate. So ginawa ko, pagbalik ko ng Hong Kong, nagresign ako ng trabaho ko, tapos 2 months yung resignation kasi doon. So I have to wait until March bago ako nakabalik ng Pilipinas. So pagdating ko ng Pilipinas, since medyo ano nga ako, parang porsigido akong tao, I enrolled myself in a fashion school. Kasi alam ko na parang I might have sense of style, but I don't know how to make garments. So sabi ko, I also need to learn the technical parts of it. So I decided to go to fashion school. I went to Slim's Fashion and Art School, and doon ako natuto talagang humawak ng makina, humawak ng tela, maggupit, magganito, ganyan. So, yun yung foundation ko.
Galing, no? Talagang, ano yun, pikit mata na I have to quit my job, my lucrative job, and talagang bahala na si Batman. Kailangan ko talagang pag matutunan.
Ang gusto ko malaman din kasi prior to you jumping into the boat of fashion, is that, di ba, nauna yung kaibigan mo na sumali sa Binibining Pilipinas. During that time, ba, were you already interested in the pageant world? Nag-cheer on ka na?
Oo. Friend, ano pa lang ako? 9 years old pa lang ako. Mahilig na talaga.
Sabi na eh. Ayun na eh.
Oh my God.
Ikaw mismo,
okay.
Rumarampa ka na.
Nung 9, hindi ako. Pero nung one time, kakatawa nga feeling ko nanay ko may kasalanan ito eh.
Okay. Nanonood ako
sa daddy ko. So, yung daddy ko mahilig mag-basketball. So, pinanonood ko yung daddy ko sa kanto. As in, literal sa kanto ng bahay namin. Naglaro siya ng basketball. Tapos yung mommy ko kasi ayaw niya na lumalabas ng bahay. Like, siya yung ganong kind of person. Mm-mm. So, nung pinantahan niya ako doon sa basketball court, sabi niya, umuwi ka na, manonood tayo ng Miss World. Sabi niya sa akin. Miss World. Sabi niya, beauty pageant kasali si Rufa Gutierrez. So, literally, umuwi ako ng bahay. Tapos, yung Miss World, it was on TV. Tapos, na-amaze talaga ako. Actually, syempre, nakasari man o costume si Rufa. Ang ganda-ganda ng gap.
Ang ganda no. That was the best Miss World. Di ba? Sobrang proud natin sa kanya. Ang ganda-ganda niyo noon, di ba?
Tapos yes. Nanalo pa siya ng second princess. So parang akala ko, oh my God, boy, ang bongga pala ng Philippines na nanalo. Tapos the following year, Miss Universe naman sa Pilipinas, number top 16 si Charlene. So parang, oh my gosh, like parang ang bongga pala ng... So doon ako na-hook sa beauty pageant. Yun talaga yung simula ako. Tapos naging fan talaga ako. Ako yung tipo ng taong hintayin ko talaga sa RPN9. Yung Miss Universe.
Yung live broadcast.
Yes.
Oh my 9 God.
9 a.m. ng Sabado.
Oh, at sa ulo pa eh, no? Oh, wow. So, nung Ang galing, nakakatawa ah, yung ano man yung life story mo. So okay, nag-start ka na. Hindi ka nahirapan nung syempre nag-aral ka na ng ano no, nung fashion school sa Slims. So did you work as a designer sa isang designer or you created your own brand?
Since hindi nga ako naniniwala sa word na pahinga, ang ginagawa ko nun, kasi sa Slims kasi, you can only go to school 3 days. Kasi ano siya, parang vocational school siya, hindi siya full-time school eh. So, okay. You can only go for 3 days. Tapos kinausap ko yung nanay-nanayan ko sa ABS, si Mother Bing Cristobal. Sabi ko sa kanya, Mother, pwede ba ako magtrabaho sa'yo ng part-time? Kasi nga, sa akin, it's not about the money. Siyempre, of course, nakakatulong yung pera, right? Pero sa akin, iba kasi yung nasa loob ka ng atelier, tapos nanonood ka na gumagawa ng damit yung mga tao. So, ang ginawa niya, oo naman, kailan ba pasok? Sabi ko, MWF lang ako. Sabi niya, TTH dito, TTHS dito ka sa akin sa tindahan, sa shop niya. Tapos, ang ginagawa ko, kasi si Mother, if you're not familiar with Mother Bing is one of the oldest stylists of ABS. Tapos, nagkapangalan na siya, siya yung gumagawa ng mga costumes sa ASAP, sa Showtime, sa Pinoy Big Brother, kumbaga lahat yon. Pero yung kind of designing niya, mabilisan. Yung tipong, tinawagan siya ngayon, 3 days, kailangan ibigay mo na yung costume sa PBB. So, naghasa ako na, pag tinanggap namin yung trabaho, in 3 days time, kailangan ma-turn over ko yung damit sa TV. So, dahil doon, natuto din akong, tapos syempre, nag-aaral ako ng technical sa fashion school, tapos, kalahati ng araw, tapos ano pa ako, since creative na yung kamay ko, parang, nakikitahi talaga ako doon, ate, paano maglagay ng lace, paano maglagay ng bato, so, inaaral ko siya. Kaya nung, nagsimula ako sa sarili kong business, tapos kaya rin, nag-attitude yung mga staff ko, sinabihan ko talaga sila na parang, tatandaan nyo guys na itong business na to, ang pangalan nito, Besi Besana. And kahit mawala kayong lahat, kaya kong tapusin lahat ng damit na yan. Kasi number one, marunong akong gumawa ng damit at marunong akong magbato at marunong akong maglace. So wala, lahat ng skillset na kailangan para maging successful na sa akin. Mabagal ako magtahi, oo, pero kaya kong tapusin. So parang feeling ko, that experience with Mother Bing was also my foundation para maging professional in the field of creating clothes talaga. So yes, pinagsabay ko yung pag-aaral sa kayong pagtatahi. Tapos on a Sunday, pag wala na akong ginagawa, nagtatahi pa ulit ako sa bahay.
Ang galing.
Hindi ka marunong magpahinga.
Bessie, it's safe to say that you know how to stone those tights.
Yes.
Ikaw talaga ang babaeng walang pahinga. Sa bagay, ano eh, if you're enjoying what you're doing, no, it's okay kahit di ka pa, kahit kasi 7 days a week mo pa siya gawin. Passion. So okay, so ginagawa mo na siya. Pero kasi ang galing ah, hindi lahat ng designers nabibigyan ng opportunity na magkapangalan. Especially, damitan yung mga big celebrities. So paano ka nag-start? So, sabi mo nga, nag-aaral ka, tapos at the same time, nag-work ka, diba? Pero how long did you start work? I mean, did you last working with Ate, ano? Bing?
Mother Bing. Siguro mga ano din, mga 6 months. May ano din, it was also some time. Mga six months.
So, paano ka nag-start na? Siyempre, parang ang swerte mo, biglang mga big starts pwede mo nang suutan, diba? Siyempre, picky sila, diba? So, paano ka nabigyan ng ganyong chance?
It was not because of my relationships with a lot of celebrities already at that time. Hindi din siya ganun, parang hindi ko masabi na madali, pero more of like, hindi naman sobrang hirap sa akin. Not to be boastful or anything. Pero like for example, when I started making clothes, tumawag sa akin si Megan, parang, oh, kailan mo ko dadamitan? Yung ganun, as in ganun lang, kasi makikigan. Kumbaga hindi kami, kumbaga magkabarkada, naging magbarkada na talaga kami. So, gagawin ko, gagawa ako ng dress, eh, maliit lang naman si Megan, model size naman siya. So, ayun, papadala ko sa kanya, tapos pag kunan, nagustuhan niya, susuot niya. Tapos, on top of Megan, ang isa talaga din sa nga nagsimulang maniwala talaga sa akin was si Shamsi, kasi we're very good friends too. So, nung may Shamsi ako, tapos may Megan ako, parang, yung mga tao parang okay, like legit na tao to. Like parang, kasi yung dinadamitan ko may pangalan eh, tapos Megan is a big star already at that time. So, nagsimula ako doon, tapos Romolio naman siya. Karamihan ng mga sinisimulan kong damitan, yung mga sumasali ng Bilibini, sumasali ng kung ano ng pageant sa Pilipinas. And sa atin kasi, malaki ang pageant. So magandang industriya yes. din. But I think one of the pivot also of my career was when Pia won Bilibini. Bilibini pa lang siya noon. When Pia won Bilibini, people are waiting for her transformation going to Miss Universe. And lagi siyang sinasabihan kasi that time na mataba. Yung mga lagi siyang sinasabihan ng ganun. Tapos pumayat siya ng bonggang-bongga. One, ano, parang like August. Biglang, yun na, seryoso na siya, lalaban na siya. So September is the ABS-CBN ball, kung if you're familiar with that.
Of course.
Yes. Tapos ang dapat mag-gown sa kanya was si Tito Albert. Pero sabi ni Tito Albert, bakit hindi mo pa ibigay yung chance na yan kay Bessie? Sabi ni Tito Albert kay Pia. Parang, I think busy din si Tito Albert that time. So parang, kesa naman ma-stress pa siya, nagagawa pa siya ng isa pang gown para kay Pia. Ba't nga naman hindi na lang ako bilang magbarkada naman kami ni Pia, magkaibigan naman kami. So dinamitan ko siya for the ABS-CBN ball. Tapos, since medyo fresh nga yung mga ideas ko, since hindi nga ako, parang kumbaga bagong salta ako sa industriya, OMG, nag-top 10 siya sa mga best dress, ganyan-ganyan. So parang,
wow!
At siya talaga, parang imagine 6 months into my career as a designer, nakakapasok na ako ng top 10 best dress, ganyan. So parang ako parang OMG. Tapos wala naman akong kilala. Kumbaga hindi ko makilala yung mga magazine para sabihin sa kanila, uy, pasok niyo ako. Wala akong kumbaga, walang padrino. Nakapasok talaga ako by ourselves. Yeah. Tapos, since very, very good friends nga kami ni P, nung nanalo siya ng Miss Universe, na sumama din ako sa Las Vegas, pag uwi niya ng Pilipinas, halos damit ko yung sinusuot niya araw-araw. Kasi nga, that time, hindi pa namin alam yung konsepto na magdadamit yung mga celebrity, ganyan. Kasi nga, hindi, parang uncharted territory na may nanalo ng ganung kalaking pageant, na ganung kalakas yung Indo. So parang, tapos si Miss Universe din, nabaliw sila nung dumating sila dito noong January 2016. Parang, as in, nagkakagulo talaga. As in, baliw na baliw yung mga tao kay Pia. Tapos sa sobrang stress ni Miss Universe, bawal lumapit sa kanya. Kasi nga parang, alam yon, para ma-ano na. Tapos since ako yung tao na pinagkakatiwalaan niya ni Pia, ako lang yung may access sa kanya. So, para madamitan mo siya, dadaan sa akin. Tapos hindi ko din naman alam kung sino ba. parang lost ako at that time. Parang ako siya saka ako lost kami lahat. So parang kung ano lang yung meron kami. Tapos syempre ako may mga damit akong magginagawa ganyan. Dinadala ko tapos parang pag nagustuhan ng manager ni Pia, sinusuot niya. So parang ang daming beses na nangyari yun. Tapos may na-realize ko na pwede pala kami mag-pull out kay ganitong designer, kay ganitong designer. So sinimulan din namin yun. So dun ko, and actually I feel that a lot of my friends helped me with my foundation, but Pia was really the pivot. Nung dinadamitan ko na siya, parang, syempre sikat na sikat siya that time. So parang all of a sudden, akala ng mga tao, I'm this person na sikat din na designer. And ako kasi, whenever I see an opportunity, I run away with it. I think yun yung parang gusto ko laging sabihin sa mga tao na parang, kapag meron ako nakikita oportunidad para sa sarili ko, gagawin ko talaga siya. So honestly, I dropped out of school. Kasi that time, people were already starting to get me as their designer. So sabi ko, it's either tapusin ko yung pag-aaral ko or start ko na talaga yung business ko. So in 2016, March, hindi ko makalimutan yun, March 2016, sinimulan ko na yung business ko. Nag-register na ako, sinimulan ko na, as in, nagtuloy-tuloy na talaga siya. So talagang by that time, kaya kong sabihin na kumikita na ako as a designer.
Imagine mo, that was only 7 years ago.
Saka
grabe,
yung...
Grabe.
So, pwede pala talaga yun, no?
Go-getter ka talaga, girl.
Go-getter talaga. Kumbaga, ang galingan. Oh. As in, tsaka, hindi, nagamit mo talaga yung pagiging, ano mo, pagiging friendly mo, machika ka, pagiging mabarkada. Kasi totoo yan, eh, no? Kasi, ito, it's not, this, ano, sabi nga nila, it's not what you know, it's whom you know. Kasi doon ka makakapasok pag marami kang kakilala sa industry.
At saka, genuine naman yung friendship mo sa kanila. Exactly. Kaya in return, kinukuha ka nila kasi syempre, alam, iba yung magkakilala lang kayo tapos hindi ka naman nila type so bakit ka nila kukunin? Ikaw talaga, pero, they know you, di ba?
Pero dumating na ba yung time na syempre ang dami mo ng, aside from that, mga celebrities din, diba sila, Sarah Hieronimo, di ba? Dumating ba yung time na ayoko suotin yung damit mo? May mga ganun na masakit na para kang na-frustrate?
Sinong pinaka-diva? parang ganun yung gusto itanong ni Jessie. Diretsuin mo na.
Sa Sabado na yun, yung kwentuhang ganun. Oo, ako alam ano, ko, pero off, joke. Ano ito niya, the joke. Diba? Okay, meron bang ganun na parang ayoko suotin yung damit mo? Parang ang sakit? How did you handle it?
Wala naman akong directly naging experience na ganun. Kasi nga, sanay ako sa celebrity na ang tagal nang hinihintay pag gusto mo silang makilala or ganyan. So ako personally, ayoko ding sumasama. So pag nire-request sa akin yung damit, pinapadala ko na lang talaga. So actually, totoo lang, Sarah Hieronimo is one of the celebrities na sobrang daming beses ko na damitan, but I never met her. Like never ko siya na-meet. Kasi
what?
Nga, pwede pa yun?
Oo, kasi nga parang gustong-gusto. As in, to the point na sinasabi na nung ni Mommy Divine na parang, ba't hindi mag-pull out dun sa Bessie? Kasi nga parang kilala na nila ako ni Sarah sa kanila ni Mommy Divine pero never nila ako na-meet kasi nga ang tagal. Minsan pupunta ka dun sa ABS-CBN, tapos maghihintay ka 2 to 3 hours para lang makilala yung artista. Parang wala akong oras. Parang ganun.
Oo.
Siguro, I never also had an experience of being rejected directly. Na-experience ko lang yung pinagawa sa akin, tapos naging option lang pala ako, tapos hindi sinuot. I don't think na parang kaya sabihin na hindi pinili. It's more of like, hindi lang yung nag-swak yung kailangan for that specific time. So, wala naman akong bad experience actually with any specific celebrity. Karamihan na mga na-experience ko usually with the stylist, but not with the celebrity themselves. And ako naman, I would also say na marami akong good experience with celebrities. Like, nakwento ko nga kay Jessie one time na hindi ko naman inasahan, naging good friend ko si Dimples Romana. Na parang, dinamitan ko lang siya once, pero naging sister-sister talaga kami na tuwing ball, dinadamitan ko siya. Hanggang nung naging kadena ng ginto na, ako pa rin nagdadamit sa kanya. Hindi ko rin inasahan na nagustuhan ako ni Tony Gonzaga. Like, ginawan ko siya one time ng damit, nagustuhan niya, tapos sumula na lahat ng commercials niya, ako na yung gumagawa. Hindi ko rin naman inasahan na madadamit ako si Ate Regine Velasquez. Na nung, kung ko kay Jessie na parang pinapunta ako sa ASA. Kasi yun lang, konti lang talaga yung artista na pupuntahan ko at pipiting ko. Pinuntahan ko talaga si Regine Velasquez.
I know.
Tapos sabi ni At, nung pipiting na siya, kasi parang ang ASAP kasi, they will give the direction on a Friday, tapos kailangan mafitting ng artista ng Sunday morning pag nagre-rehearsal sila. Tapos ibabalik mo ng Sunday lunch kasi magsisimula ni ASAP. So, pumunta ako ng alas 7, alas 8 sa ASAP. Tapos nung nakita ko si Ate Reg, pinapasok ko sa dressing room. Nakaupo lang akong ganun. Tapos sabi niya, tapusin ko lang yung makeup ko ha. So, tinapos siya yung makeup niya. Tapos maya-maya sabi niya sa akin, nakatingin siya sa salamin. Sabi niya, bakla, halika na, fitting na tayo.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Oh my God,
tinawag niya akong bakla. My God, BFF na kami.
Parang it's an honor.
And as a fan of Regine, parang ano yun, milestone yun. Tapos sinuot niya pa yung gown ko or pinagawa sa akin yung gown niya nung one-year anniversary niya sa ASAP. So parang ano yun, one of the memories na hindi ko makakalimutan.
Oo, kahit na, because we had, yung na-mention mo, Dimples, Romana, Tony Gonzaga, and Regine, we had an interview with them. It was also a like, kahit especially kay Regine Velasquez, it was like,
nakangarin ako noon.
Nakangarin kami, para oh my God, ito ba to?
Oh no, I was playing her songs for 2 days prior to the interview. Para Regine yan ako eh. Para, so I know how you feel. Wow.
Kumanta pa siya. And oh, sabi namin, oh my God, tama ba to?
Totoo ba to? Ano ba to?
Oh my, imagine mo lahat yun na damitan mo. So nung time, imagine mo within 7 years, meron ka bang ano, mga syempre within, kasi, I'm sure, ano yan, normal yan sa industry eh. Kasi iba, they've been doing it for so long. Tapos biglang may darating na bata na bago lang, tapos biglang lahat, ang daming big celebrities. Na-experience mo din ba yung mga parang, ano yung mga haters on the side here and there?
Yes. Pero kasi ano ko eh, ako yung tipo ng taong, hindi kasi ako bago. Kasi nga nakita ko na yung mga beauty queen ng kaibigan ko na mabash. And syempre, nag-comment sila sa akin na experience nila. So parang, there was a point in my life, especially nung time nila Megan, nila Pia, na parang doon ko na-realize na you only listen to the people that matters. And if the person does not matter, why will you listen? So doon ako nagsimula na kahit may magsabi sa akin ng negativity, like online, or hindi mo kasi makokontrol yun eh, pero makokontrol mo yung reaction mo. And I choose not to react. Kasi parang sa akin, mas marami pa akong pwedeng gawin sa buhay ko rather than makipaghuntahan sa mga taong hindi naman ako gusto. Because there will always be other people who will love me and who will like me. And I'll rather focus my energy dun sa mga tao na gusto ko rather dun sa mga tao na hindi ako gusto. So parang, ano ko siya, personal mantra ko lang siya. Diba sabi ko nga sa Jessie, parang naririnig ko dito din sa US, may mga galit sa ganito kay ganito. Ay, hindi ako kasali. Labas ako dyan. Like, parang gano'n.
Diba? Diba, parang
hindi ko saan
gusto mo, talaga. Gusto mo, Bessie, isali ka namin.
Ang dami. Wala kami, ano, as in, pag may narinig na gano'n, okay, okay, tapos put labas sa kabila.
It's just noise. Naku, si Jessie, pa, sensitive yan si Jessie, empathic kasi yan eh. Very caring.
Laging, oh, tapos.
Kaya kami, na, kami ni Direk, kami yung nagpapatintero. No?
Pero oy, wag yan, wag yan.
Huwag ka masyado maano dyan. O, careful ka dyan. Huwag kami ganun.
Oo. Pero I mean, there's nothing wrong naman kasi eventually, hindi naman sa gamit, pero parang eventually, let's use the word utilize, no? Para mas social lang dating. Magagamit mo din yan eh, no? Na you being friendly with everyone na without even asking anything in return. You just being friends, di ba? Tingin mo yung nangyari sa life mo. Grabe. So, wait. Afternoon,
makat ko lang kita dyan. Like, for example, this podcast would not have happened kung di tayo nagkakilala kay Tony.
Yes!
Right? Si Tony, literally, is nakilala ko lang sa kalsada, sa isang
sa Soho.
Tapos in-invite ako sa bahay. Ako naman, si Kalad Karin. So, sumama naman ako, malay ko naman kung papatayin.
Dala-dala mo pa rin yung Kalad Karin. Ano mo? Pero, kahit dito sa States.
Parang, G ako. Kung okay naman yung kausap yung tao, ganyan-ganyan, what harm can it be na magkaroon ng additional friend? You know what I mean? Tapos, na-meet kita doon, Jessie, I really like you. So parang sabi ko, okay, sige, parang, alam mo, mag-friend. Tapos ngayon yan, ito, imagine mo yun, isang chance encounter with Tony sa kalsada.
Oo. Paano ulit? Nakakausap mo lang si Direk Jeff, tapos biglang sumali lang si Tony.
Alam niyo ba yung dinner ninyo?
Nakita
ko nga yung dinner ninyo kay Tony. Hindi ko rin nakilala si Tony. Sabi ko, very powerhouse gays ang dinner ni Tony.
Oo, as in, it was, diba? Parang nakakagulat, no? Kakameet mo lang, tapos biglang, uy, sige, sama na ako. Parang ganon. Grabe, no, ang galing. So, wait. So, nung time na yun, imagine mo, nakapasok din siya, Jekas, sa Miss World. Diba? Isa ka sa naging mentor? Anong naging role mo
ano
sa Miss
yung,
World?
Ano ba yung, parang manager? Ano yung title mo sa Miss World?
I was the general manager of Miss World Philippines.
Okay.
Oh my so, God, ang bata. Okay.
What happened there was, in 2017, the franchise was transferred to another owner. So, previously it was with Arnold, Cory Quirino, and then it was bought by Arnold Vegafria. Tapos that time kasi, si Arnold was also Megan Young's manager. So naturally, nung nakuha ni Arnold yung franchise, tinanong niya si Megan, sabi niya, Megs, like parang, like hindi naman ako ma-pageant kasi businessman si Arnold sa talent manager. Parang, sino bang papatakbuhin natin ng pageant? Ganyan. Sabi ni Megan, ay nako, ALV, we call him ALV. Sabi ko, ALV, wala akong ibang naiisip na magpapatakbo ng Miss World Philippines kundi si Bessie Besana. So, I was introduced by Megan to Arnold Vegafria and that's history. So parang after nang nagustuhan ako ni ALV, we did the revamp of Miss World Philippines. And I really had very big dreams for that pageant. I ensured na yung isa sa mga non-negotiable ko, sabi ko, ALV, hindi ako papayag na hindi Samoa Arena yung pageant. Yun yung number one ko. Kasi Binibining Pilipinas, which is at that point in time was the rival, kumbaga parang biggest rival competition, was always held in Araneta. So kung gusto mong lumevel up or kung gusto mong lumaban sa same level, kailangan nasa same environment. So sabi ko Moa Arena kasi before nung mga naunang taon, hindi kasi iba-iba, minsan sa hotel, minsan ganyan. Sabi ko hindi, ALV dapat nasa Moa Arena tayo. And ALV really liked that idea na I'm also very competitive as a person, like parang hindi ko sinasabi na kinakalaban ko yung Binibini, but more of like parang dapat itaas natin yung level.
Parang same standard lang, 'di ba? Or more, yeah.
I also introduced additional crowns, which is Miss Echo International, Reina Hispano-Americana. So ako lahat kumuha niyan. From all of the connections that I've made internationally in the beauty pageant industry, na-recommend ako sa mga kilalang tao, sa mga may-ari na mga pageant na yan. So nakuha ko yung mga franchise na yun for our pageant. So on our maiden year in 2017, we had 4 titles at stake. And parang unprecedented yun for Miss World Philippines. So pinag-usapan talaga yung taon na yun.
Ah, ikaw pala yung nag-head. Nung kayo, yung napansin ko nga nagbago eh, no? Yung
ilang years ka naging nag-manage ng Miss World?
I did it for 3 editions. So, Miss World Philippines 2017, 18, saka Mr. World Philippines 2018. So, I only did it for 2 years kasi nung second year ko na, nagkasakit ako. So, I had to resign from the job kasi the reality was the stress was taking a toll on my health. So I told myself that I have to choose. Like, do I prioritize myself or do I prioritize the pageant? So I decided to prioritize myself.
Ganun ba katindi ang stress? Sobrang up to the T? Like, wow.
Kasi hindi ako worker doon, ah. I oversee everything. So, isang concern ng isang contestant, down sa isang concern ng audio man, dumadaan sa akin. So, medyo stressful talaga siya. So, sanay naman ako na napapagod or nasa-stress. Pero kasi that time, and this is also probably a learning experience from a lot of people, iba-iba kasi yung effect ng stress sa katawan natin. And that time, I had alopecia areata. And all of my hair nalagas. As in, document ko siya, nalagas talaga yung hair ko. And I'm a hair person. Like parang, since bata ako, lagi akong magandang hair, ganyan. So nung imagine yung effect sa akin as a person na wala akong buhok all of a sudden. So talagang, sabi ko, I have to prioritize that time.
Pinakita mo sa amin yung picture. I was shocked. As in, ang lalaki. Oh my God. So, yun yung kasi, ang cause ng stress sometimes? Ang alopecia is number one stress, right?
Yeah. Number one stress, yes.
Wow. So, since then, okay, bumalik ang yung bounce. Pag nakita mo hair niya, talagang very bouncy and healthy. Bumalik siya after.
Nakakatawa kasi nakilala ko, may nakapakilala sa akin na friend ko na doktor, sa isa pang doktor. Tapos nakakatawa kasi siya yung nakagamot sa akin. Tapos ang funny story about her is that she used to join Bilibini. Pero parang graduate na siya, parang gano'n. So, she joined Bilibini Pilipinas 2012. Tapos pinakilala siya sa akin. So, basically, magkakilala kami na hindi kami magkakilala. Kasi parang she knows of me, I know of her, pero we're not really friends. Pero siya yung nakagamot sa akin. So, I'm very thankful to Dr. Agolda Soler. So, siya yung nakagamot sa akin sa alo.
Ang galing.
Ang ganda naman na full circle na rin na yun, di ba?
Ang galing.
Oo,
mo.
Full circle.
Lahat na lang damit mo. So, okay. So, okay na 2018. And then, nag-focus ka na lang sa, while during nagpapahinga ka, nag-focus ka din sa brand mo, which is nagtatahi ka. I mean, nagde-design and...
Noong 2016, 2017, and early parts of 2018, I think my income were still very diverse. Like, mayroon akong income from the pageant industry, mayroon akong income from my design.
Nagme-mentoring ka na din at the same time.
Nagme-mentoring na ako at the time. Yeah. Pero talaga, kaya ko sabihin na nung middle of 2018, dun talaga nag-take off yung career ko as a designer. Tapos dun ko din naramdaman yung influx ng income because I am a designer. So sabi ko din sa sarili ko, kaya dun ako, parang partially, kaya dun ako nag-decide na to leave Miss World Philippines. Kasi parang, I have to focus. Kasi ito talaga yung pinangarap ko, maging designer. So, I have to focus on this career kasi kapag pinawakawalan ko to, baka hindi na siya, alam mo, baka mawala, right? So, sinaghirapan ko siya. So, 2018, nung nag-design ako sa Miss World, ayun na, nag-focus na talaga ako 100% sa fashion design. Tapos, I'm proud to say na yung buong 2019 ko, before the pandemic, talagang 100% of my income is just because of my designs. So, mga kliyente, mga ganyan. So, that time talaga, nung 2019 ako, kaya ko sabihin talaga na 100% designer na talaga.
Fully pledged, fashion designer.
Oo. Ilan ang tao mo?
Saka matagal yung, ang pagiging designer na yung kumukuha ng kliyente, matagal yung mabagal siya. Hindi yung parang pag-designer ko today, bukas may kliyente ka na, hindi ganun. Gapang din talaga.
Ah, talaga? Oo, akala ko parang, wow, talaga.
Ano na yan, ha?
May clients.
Meron ka ng connection yan with celebrities in the pageant world. In a sense, ha? Gapang pa din.
Kasi ang pagiging designer, ang relationship kasi between a designer and a client, its foundation talaga niyan is experience and time. Diba? Like, nabubuhay, diba, ang magandang pakinggan, nag-design ng wedding gown, nag-ganito, nag-red carpet, ganyan-ganyan. Pero ang bumubuhay talaga sa designer sa Pilipinas, mga madam. Meaning, yung mga mayayamang talagang pagawa ng mga damit.
Ng mga gown.
May event ako sa wedding ng anak ng kineme ng kapitbahay, chorba. Kailangan ko ng dress. Tapos yung mga madam na yun, sa isang buwan, 4-5 yung event. So 4-5 beses yung nagpapagawa. Doon talaga nabubuhay yung mga designers. So,
salamat sa kanila.
Mga madam.
May ballroom dancing, may charity, lahat-lahat na salamat sa kanila.
Ganun pala.
Correct.
Wow, oo nga. Tama nga naman.
Mga madam pala. Naku, dito rin maraming mga madam. Lalo na sa mga, dito nagpapagawa ng mga.
Yung mga nag-ballroom dancing dito.
Mga community.
Yeah.
Oh my God, talagang naku, bobongga't bobongga ka dito sa US, promise. My God. So anong, oh nga pala, naku, sorry, 1 hour na pala. So ano yung plano mo, like ano pa, oh my God, hindi pala, bago yung plano. So umalis ka sa Pilipinas noong 2021, right? So nag-promise ka, yun pa yung nag-trigger sa'yo because of the, sabi mo nga dun sa pandemic, pero nandun pa rin ba yung parang, ayoko sana. Tapos yung mga ano mo sila, madam, pati yung mga celebrities.
Pinaghirapan mo na yung name mo eh.
Paano na kami? Like, may ganung mga eksena nun? May hinahanap ka na nila eh.
Actually, alam mo, hanggang ngayon, may nagpapagawa pa rin ng damit sa akin sa Pilipinas.
Oh my God.
Kasi iba yung nabibuild na relationship nyo talaga eh. Kasi nagiging magkaibigan kayo. So, ako tinatanggap ko pa din. So, meron naman akong team na tumutulong pa rin sa akin sa Pilipinas. But yeah, that was a risk. I have to really decide if I want to take that risk. And risk taker ako eh. So sabi ko, like alam mo yun, kapag hindi ko to tinry, then I might not know what the answer is. So I might as well try and fail than not try at all.
Yes. It seems ganda, like it, but you mentioned earlier in the earlier part of the episode na you came from Chicago. So why are you currently here now in the East Coast?
Nung nasa Chicago ako, alam ko naman talagang pupunta ako ng New York. Deep in my heart, alam ko. Kasi I have a very personal relationship with the city. As a designer, nung simula nung naging designer ako, almost every year, I will travel to New York just to decompress. Merong vibe yung city that gives me life.
Antaray.
Ano siya eh. Mahirap siyang i-explain, pero yung mga taong nakakaintindi no, nagigets nila yung reason.
The energy of New York.
Yes.
Pero ang taray mo, ang social mo, ang decompression mo, New York City.
New York City.
Pag may budget.
May pera na galing kila madam eh. Laki na lang kita.
Correct. Pero totoo, may mga, ako gets ko, iba yung aura, energy na.
You know what? Kasi my family lives in Illinois and then Chicago. Maganda Chicago, di ba? It's a really nice city. Yeah. It's like beautiful. a New York City, pero malinis. Pero the energy is different. Nothing compares to New York.
Kaya lumipat din siya
diba,
dito.
Di ba dito, ano to? Sabi, ang dumi-dumi, ang dumi ng, yes. New York City is dirty and glamorous at the same time. When you accept and hug that, you will know. You will know how beautiful New York City is.
Saka, ano, ang siguro din as a designer, aside from the personal reasons ko, iba kasi yung branding mo na New York sa correct design. The center of fashion in America and one of the centers in the world is actually New York City. So pag sinabi mo ang besta-bestahan ng New York, legit yun. Talaga New York talaga. Even now, it's funny to hear that a lot of my clients are actually not from New York. Like right now, mayroon akong ginagawa siguro mga 4-5 damit. Yung isa taga Oregon, yung isa taga Michigan, yung isa taga Texas. So hindi sila taga New York, pero yung pagiging New Yorker mo at being the center of fashion, yun parang nakakadagdag yon ng value sa'yo. Kaya karamihan ng mga like, I also know a lot of brands in America na sinasabi nila, ganitong brand New York. Pero hindi naman talaga, pag tinignan mo yung delivery ano nila, hindi galing ng New York, galing ng ibang state. Pero nilalagay nila New York because of that brand.
Totoo.
So,
iba New York talaga. Iba talaga New York, no? So ano pang mga aabangan namin sa'yo? Ayan, mga aabangan ng mga madlang people kay Bessie Becena.
So that I'm very thankful kasi nung just to a very quick story. When I got back here in April from the Philippines, sabi ko talaga, okay, dalawa na yung choice ko. It's either magtatrabaho ako or magbe-business ako. Pinipigilan ko talaga yung magtrabaho kasi nga matagal na akong ilang years na rin akong businessman or designer. So parang mahirap na mangamuhan ulit or magpunta sa isang lugar na kailangan mong magtrabaho talaga ng big time. Tinry ko talaga na paunti-unti kumukuha ng kliyente, ganyan-ganyan. And I'm very grateful to say na gumagalaw yung business or merong talagang nagpapagawa. And within the last few months, I also met a lot of people along the way na they're gonna buy in ko ano yung gagawin ko ng mga susunod na steps ko. And I'm very grateful that next year, I'm actually launching a production house and the production house will focus on the fashion industry of the Philippines. So we'll be bringing talents from the Philippines to New York to present their collection. And of course, kasali din yung brand ko dyan. I feel that there is right now, even though New York is the center of fashion, wala talaga tayong fashion event na kaya mo sabihin na lahat ng mga talento ng mga talented Filipinos kaya nadadala sa New York for that. So yun yung goal ko. Gusto ko ding makita ng mga tao dito yung other talents of the Philippines because there's a lot of talents in the Philippines. And I'm also very devoted into discovering new potentials. That's why I'm also bringing up, putting up my own modeling bootcamp. And on top of that, I also train beauty queens. So pag may gusto kasi yung beauty queens usually medyo ano yung paisa-isa. Kasi hindi naman lahat na sumasali. But I'm also very grateful kasi lately I trained my first non-Filipino. As in, hindi talaga, wala talaga siyang lahing kahit anong Filipino. I trained a girl, her name is Samantha Galia. And she was Miss Washington. And she made top 20 in Miss USA. And I'm very grateful kasi parang napuprove ko sarili ko. Parang, ah, okay. Like, hindi lang ako pang Filipino. Kaya ko ding ma-elevate yung sarili ko.
I'm having goosebumps.
Nag-goosebumps ako doon.
Ako, isin parehas tayo. Yung
sinabi mo, nag-goosebumps ako.
Nag-goosebumps
ako, kasama ba sa training mo, Besh, yung ano, yung lahat, pati yung walking and answering the Q&A?
Ang maganda sa akin, since hindi natin ito na-touch, but I was part of Aces and Queens, which is the training camp in the Philippines. We trained the girls holistically. So it starts from mind setting, goal setting, Q&A, personality development, catwalk. And ako, bilang ako nga yung baby nung grupo namin dati, sumasama ako sa lahat ng training. So ako personally, I'm also holistically trained in the beauty pageant industry. So sa akin talaga, ang first meeting ko with the girls pag lumalaban sila ng pageant is like, anong goals mo? Kasi kung ano yung goals mo, yun yung iba-iba yung gagawin kong process para ma-reach mo yung goal mo. Kung pag sumali, kung sumasali na Miss Universe, iba yung road noon, papunta ng Miss Earth, papunta ng Miss World. So, pina-pattern ko. And I'm very grateful because I have a lot of experience in the pageant industry. Sabi ko nga sa sarili ko, parang hindi ko siya pinag-iisipan. Natural siyang lumalabas sa akin kasi pinagdaanan ko talaga siya. So, so I do all of those things. So, I'm very grateful na I have a talent for that too.
Grabe no, Aces and ano yun yung nagpo-produce ng mga Miss Universe, Aces and
Aces and Queens. So and I'm Queens. I'm part of the original group, yung kasi bago na yung grupo ngayon, pero yung original cast members ng Aces and Queens. I'm also very grateful kasi all of us had a very good career in the pageant industry. As a matter of fact, the owner of Miss Universe Philippines right now is a team member of mine. Parang ka-group ko before, si Jonas Gakod. So siya na yung may-ari ngayon ng Miss Universe Philippines and yung ibang groupmates din namin either napunta rin sa Miss World or napunta rin sa Miss Universe Philippines. So, kumbaga, lahat kami may pinuntahan. Lahat kami nakarating sa national. Imagine mo, nagtitraining lang kami ng girls. Biglang lahat kami, bigla all of a sudden, part ng national pageant. So, nagkaroon ng S ng ano, na level up yung grupo nila.
Ngayon, ano ka na? You're gonna conquer the international stage na both ano ha?
Grabe.
Sa pageant at saka sa fashion.
Ano mo? Wait, grabe. How young are you again? If you don't mind, or ano, secret yun?
I'm 38.
Imagine at that very young age.
Baby pa.
Lahat yan. Kasi usually pag mga ganyan, parang I'm almost 50. Pero lahat yan at in that span of time, short period of time, lahat yan at pagdaanan mo. And you're armed with all this knowledge na pwede mong, that you can impart to a lot of people, no? Mm-mm. Ang galing. I won't be surprised that may libro ka na one of these days. Yeah, why not? Diba?
There may libro yung Aces and Queens. Nagkaroon kami ng book. So I was part of that book.
So nagkaroon na pala.
Sarili mong book.
Just to share with you, I don't know if it's gonna happen, but you know, I send my message to the universe. My biggest dream is to have a TED Talk. Yun talaga yung parang dream ko in my life.
Oh, pwede. It will happen. Sa sobrang sipag mo, parang walang, alam sa totoo lang, walang imposible sa'yo. Parang lahat pwede. Siguro nga pag nag-manifest ka ng sana manalo ako manlo.
Sabihin mo pa lang, 'di ba? Walang
sabihin mo ah, sasali kami, makikipool kami sa iyo.
Bawal ang pahinga.
Ang galing, bawal magpahinga sobra.
I want to touch up on fashion a little bit because I saw your website, 'di ba? Bessie Becena, the bridal collection for 2023.
Yes.
And I saw almost lahat or if not all is beading and flowing tulle. Anong inspiration mo itong season na to?
Na-inspire ako last year na gumawa ng mga damit that will introduce something that's a little bit more Filipino pero hindi pushing too much. Hindi yung pagsama mong Filipino barong or
ganyan. Not in your face mm-hmm. Filipino kumbaga.
Oo, correct. So yung tapos na nag-ano din, ang tawag doon, pumapasok din sa panlasa ng mga American. So, yeah. Na-inspire talaga ako dun. That's why when I went back to the Philippines for 4 months to create that collection, all of those collection are, yung makikita nyong ano dun, details dun, those are all hand-embroidered. Meaning, dinesign talaga namin siya, tapos bineadworks talaga namin siya. Tapos, ang mga Amerikano kasi in general, or like, you know, the clientele in America usually, mas refined yung style nila, mas clean yung aesthetic nila. So, I made also sure na yun yung pumasok doon sa aesthetic na yun. So, and if you can see, the collection is also named after women. Kasi nga, gusto kong para yeah, makita sa yeah. parang itong collection na to, ginagawa
Ashley,
ko to.
Di ba mga women. Ganyan?
Oo, oh, ang susan yung mga
letter,
pangalan.
Letter A.
Oo nga, no? Napansin ko nga, sabi ko, sino ba ito mga ito?
Wow!
Ang galing so, mo, idol. Grabe ka.
Sobra, idol. Nakikita ko, wala na, alam mo, ano, walang imposible sa'yo. Feeling ko,
lagot,
in the next 2 years.
Lagot ang United
years,
States sa'yo.
Oo. Grabe. Kumanda talaga, in the next 2 years, feeling ko, well, nakikita ka na namin sa red carpet ng Golden Globes, ng mga, yeah, uh-oh. Actually, we're claiming it for you. And, I know it will happen. Walang imposible. Sa Diyos, of course, siyempre, always pray for, di ba, for guidance. Dahil lahat
siguro
naman ito galing sa taas.
Siguro Jesse and Jcas, before, you know, we're coming to the end of the show, right? Siguro if there's one thing that I realized during my life na as a designer is that courage is something that's not practiced by a lot of people. Kasi lagi tayong, pag napunta na tayo sa isang posisyon kung saan tayo komportable, nandun na tayo, nasa stock na tayo doon.
Yeah, the comfort but, zone. Yeah.
Yes.
But without courage, we will not be able to get to our goals because everything begins with a step. And if you don't have the courage to take the first step, you're not gonna get to the 100th step. So para sa akin, kapag may gusto ka, kalkulahin mo. Kung di ka sure, like marami din ako, may best friend ako dito sa New York, I hope you also get to interview him one of these days. He's a practicing full-time lawyer, pero oh, wow. He's also a published novel author. And nung ginawa niya yon, hindi niya binitawan yung pagiging lawyer niya para maging writer. Ginawa niya ng sabay. Kasi nga, ang goal namin para sa kanya is when he's 50, when he's 60, barkada ko to since I was 11, gusto namin maging full-time writer na siya. Kasi novelist mas na, long-term career ang writing kaysa sa pagiging lawyer. So, kung gusto mong gawin yon, gawin mo lang sabay. I-sacrifice mo yung mga time na para sa sarili mo, i-sacrifice mo yung mga lamyerda, yung mga ano, para ma-achieve
ayan,
mo yung goals. Do things in parallel. Tapos kapag nakikita mo nang gumagalaw na yung isang aspeto na gusto mo talaga, which is in his case, writing, or in my case, fashion, then saka ka ngayon mag full-time on that one. But it takes a lot of courage. And the only person that will give you or will dictate you about that courage is yourself. So, hugutin mo sa sarili mo. Kasi pag hindi mo ginawa, wala mangyayari. Sabi nga nila, a dream without execution is just hallucination. So, yes, just make so it happen. True.
See, actually, sa totoo lang, as if you're talking to Jcas.
Ay, naku.
Ay, grabe naman.
Hindi, no, totoo,
di,
no?
Di lang. At saka, sa mga iba naman dyan din.
I know, pero right now, since tayo tatay nagkukwentuhan, kasi pero, parehas, alam mo, natatawa ko, kasi halos parehas kayo ng ano eh, like, architect siya, civil engineer ka, tapos mahilig siya mag-draw, oh, magaling! Nag-Parsons, nag-FIT.
Yeah,
oo, nag-Parsons, nag-FIT. Kaso, lagi ako yung pusher niyan, pero parang, box naman ako. Sabi ko, pero maganda
ano ba?
Yan na car.
I have a lot of demons.
Jcas, bilang di na ako pala inom lately, mag-milk tea tayo.
Yes, oo. Latabarehas pa kayong taga New York. Oo, pero ano, tawag dito, so, ang ganda nung sinabi mo, no? Yung talagang yeah. courage talaga. Pero yung, what about yung na-mention ni Jcas? Kasi para na rin to sa ibang tao. Yung sinasabi mo, na-mention ni Jcas yung demon. So, how do... May ganun ka rin ba? May times ba na parang, oh, God.
Oh, yung
may ganun.
Self-saboteur.
So
diba?
Yeah, how do you deal with it?
Ako, marami ako niyan. Like, meron akong ano...
Really?
Lately lang to, last month lang to, meron akong friend na pumunta ng New York. Tapos parang nagkukwentuhan kami, sabi ko sa kanya, sis, ano talaga ako, parang ever since nagsimula ako ng fashion, lagi ako may feeling na imposter syndrome. Sa akin yun eh. Yung hindi yung demon, more of the imposter syndrome. Parang wow. I yeah. feel that I was not educated enough to be a designer. May ganun akong laging feeling kasi hindi ako nag-formal schooling. Kumbaga, yeah, mm-hmm. I did a little bit of Parsons, pero hindi ako talaga nag-aral, like nag-college degree. So I've always had that feeling. But my friend was telling me na fashion is not about what you finished or if it, the degree that you finished. It's about talent. Like, kung may talent ka, talented ka. So you have to deal with that. And ako personally, araw-araw naman, dumadaan pa din, parang dinadoubt ko yung sarili ko, ganyan. But at the end of the day, sa akin, naniniwala din ako na the person that will really be, the only person that will really believe in you is yourself. Kahit nasabihin mo, hindi ka na natatakot ka na, hindi mo na gusto, hindi, alam mo yun, hindi mo na sure, gawin mo pa din. Kasi pag nangyari, ikaw pa rin yung magbe-benefit, di ba? So, just continue doing kung ano talaga yung gusto mo. And at the end of the day, it's also pay to have good friends. Na alam mo yung kapag kunwari na feel down ka na, tawag ka lang, pick up your phone. Meron kaming sumpaan ng barkada ko eh. Parang pag tumawag, kailangan sagutin. May ganun kaming usapan ng barkada ko. Kasi diba like, right now, mental health has always been a big problem lately. So kami yung usapan talaga ng barkada ko, when I pick up the phone and I give you a ring, kasi kapag hindi makita, kailangan, text lang kita eh. Pero pag tinawagan kita, pick up the phone or call me back. Dapat ganun yung usapan namin. And I'm grateful that I have made friends for life. Hindi nga talaga sila taga fashion, out of the fashion industry or in the pageant industry. But sila yung mga tao na parang ride or die. Kapag tinawagan ko, sasagot, tapos makikinig sa akin. Kumbaga, I have friends like that. And I'm very
grateful. These are friends all over the world, no?
Yes.
Wow. Oh,
dito naman sa US, marami ka na rin naging friends so far.
Oh, super. Sobrang dami.
Parang saan-saan.
One of my best friends from grade school, high school, and college is nandito sa New York, sa Queens. So, like, magkasama lang kami last week, nandito kami ng Here Lies Love. Tapos after nung 2 hours, nagchichismisan lang kami ng parang, alam mo yun, catch up lang everything. So, I'm very grateful na kahit meron din ako yung physical, iba pa rin kasi yung physical na nakita mo yung kaibigan.
Iba. Oo, iba pa rin. Iba pa rin. Kaya nga, kaya sabi ko, kaya binibitin ko, ginagawa mo sa ganito. Sana nga nung Saturday, actually, in-invite ko siya. Sabi ko, ginagawa mo? Meron ka bang, sabi niya, di ba meron kayong family affair? Kaya nga sabi ko, ngayong Saturday, tara, sabi niya.
Kaya pala.
Go! Kaya go ako.
Oh, talaga.
Go ako.
Oo, as in,
kahit, nga eh.
Oo nga, kahit ano na lang, go. Basta lang bibit-biting kita sa'yo, ay naku, marami, mag-i-enjoy
ready
ka dito.
Ready na ba yung costume mo?
Baka, oo.
Ito ang costume right now, pero for the 31st.
Oh, ay kahit ano na lang ikaw pa, sabi ko nga, kahit
suutin
ikaw
mo yung isa sa mga gowns mo na ginawa mo.
Te, nakakakahiya naman, hindi ko naman kilala yung mga pupuntahan ko sa parties, may paandar ako doon.
Hindi, okay lang, okay lang.
Okay
actually,
lang.
Mga kaparehas namin
katulad
sila.
Katulad natin yun, wala tayo, walang mga daot doon, pare-pareho tayo, cool
oo,
tayo.
Oo, you, ano, tsaka...
Daot, GBGB lang.
Correct, yes. Correct. Oo. Tsaka ano, Bess, since, of course, I know you have a lot of friends here, I mean, here and there, no, dito sa US. Basta always remember also that you found a friend in us. May bago kang mga kaibigan, kapamilya, lalo na, magkalapit lang tayo, di ba? Pag hindi ka busy or something, oy, Bess, ano ginagawa mo or something, you feel free to bug us. Lalo na ako, alam niyo, Jekas yan.
Oh, si Jessie rin yan eh. Oh, kalad-karin din yan.
Kalad-karin. Oh,
may nunal sa paayan, hindi mo mahuhuli yan na sa bahay. kahit, alam mo, 5 yung trabaho niya at 5 yung hats niya, somehow, she still be able to, you know, do a lot of stuff, you know.
Kakaiba. I know.
Parang ikaw. Sad, parang ikaw yan.
Bitbitin mo ako dito. Tara, gusto uminom ngayong 1 o'clock in the morning. O sige, kahit may pasok bukas, go. Anong problema mo? Ganun naman talaga. Life is too short, di ba? Kain tayo kung ayaw nyo uminom. Di kain tayo. Ako na lang iinom. Oh, joke.
Oh. Inom ako konti. Ano ba?
Oh.
Masaya din yung merong outlet, di ba? Hindi puro trabaho lang. Ganun. So,
correct, go correct. Time. Go. Oh, besis, pasensya na. Alam ko, gutom ka na. Diyos ko. Teka,
pero
mabilis
bago,
na ano. Merong ano si Jcas pang pageant question.
Bago pa namin elect go, bago ako lumapang. Oh, yes. Alam namin na you want to be behind the scenes. You want to be the coach and the mentor, di ba, ng mga beauty queens and all.
Yes.
Pero ikaw ang gagawin namin beauty queen for tonight, for this morning.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Bessie, for example, you were given a chance to travel back in time and talk to your younger self. What are you going to tell young Bessie?
Thank you for that wonderful question.
You're welcome.
That's going to be very interesting because I will go back to a time where I never really knew what my potential was when I was younger. I've always been a wallflower. I've always been a person.
Nawala ka. Sorry. Go. Yes, go.
I've always been a person that is always on the sideline. But what I wanted to tell my younger self is that I want you to know that things will happen and you will enjoy life, and you have to enjoy life because living life will be your foundation to become the person that you're meant to be. And when you become the person that you are meant to be, make sure that you share that gift, because there's so much things that money can buy, but experience, friendships, and love will really go a long way in this world.
Grabe! Ano ka nga, mentor ka nga?
No, I thank you.
And
panalo na. Panalo ka na.
Panalo ka na. My God. Pag may mga friends kami, kasi na yung mga tipong may mga, alam mo, beautiful na gusto daw pumasok sa pageant, lagi na mag-message na ako, guys, alam na this kung sino ang
tingnan natin
coach
kung papasakay
and mentor.
Iniligwak niya. Sabi niya, ay, sabihin mo.
May question pa lang ako, mabilis. Bago ka namin ilgo, promise, last question na to. Paano kung yung ano, gusto ng parents, no, may pera talaga, Bessie, name it how much, blah, 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 just train our daughter. Nung nakita mo, parang, ay, teka. So, paano, walang potential, will you discourage? I mean, how will you do that? How will you handle it?
You know, all of our dreams are valid. So, pag pinangarap mo na maging beauty queen, tapos dedicated ka naman, edi gawin mo, try mo. Wala namang masama. Wala din nowadays, especially with the new direction of what specifically Miss Universe is going, there's no height limit, there's no age limit. Even if you're married, even if you have kids, you can join.
Really?
So, stopping you. Right? So, sa akin, kung gusto mo, go. Supportahan kita. Saka kung magbabayad na yung parents mo, mas maganda.
No, may bayad? Ba't pipigilan? Ano ba?
Oh, correct. Ano ba?
Na serious note, we should not invalidate other people's dreams. Kapag gusto nila, tas willing sila to put in the work, then let's support that person. Kasi you'll never know. Diba? That person will be influencing other people.
Galing ah. Pero talaga wala na lahat? Like okay, wala nang limit?
Like, akala na mga tao may height requirement ang pageant. Like, Miss Universe never had a right height
requirement. Ah, kaya pala may maliliit. Nakakapagtaka. Parang ang liit naman itong mga to. Oh, kaya pala.
Did you know that one of the shortest Miss Universe is 5'4"?
Oh, pwede pala.
Kasi pag sa camera, depending, they could look statuesque, diba? Sa proportion nila. Ayun.
Okay. Ako talaga, isa lang ang tingin kong common denominator ng lahat ng nananalo.
Ano?
Meron silang X factor. Yun lang.
Ayan.
Totoo yan. X factor talaga. Kaya, J-Cass, ayan, may X factor ka ata. So,
meron akong triple yes. X factor. Marami ako niyan. Diba?
My God, maraming salamat, Bessie. I know, baka gutom na gutom ka na.
Uy,
grabe.
Bessie.
I cannot wait.
Invite mo ulit ng mga friends natin, mga kaugat natin in your projects. And also, your final message to everyone who's
everyone.
Watching.
To everyone. Yes.
Thank you. First and foremost, thank you to OGAT for having me. We will be having a lot of projects next year. Please follow me on my social media account, specifically on my Instagram where I'm very active. It's @BessieBesana. Like every day, nagpo-post ako ng pictures dyan, ng mga trabaho ko, ng mga works ko. I also, if you want to also message me, you can also, I'm very responsive with my Instagram messaging. If you need dresses, gowns, andito rin ako for custom. Eventually, I'll also be venturing into Pret-a-Porter or RTW. But the most important project for next year is to actually have my production house, which will be starting by April. So dun magsisimula yung mga show namin. And then I'm inviting all of you to support that, and we'll be bringing the good fashion of the Philippines to America. And my last message to everybody is that reach for your dreams. Your dreams are always valid, regardless how big or how small it is. The only person blocking you from your dream is yourself. So you have to go for it.
Galing. Ganda, maganda na, matalino pa. San ka pa?
Oh my God. Ikaw na,
lahat-lahat
na.
Thank you so much, Bess. Thank you. Maraming salamat. And we will see you this Saturday. Excited.
Oh my God.
Ito mas mahabang chill to, ha? Ano ta? May message kita. Ano
alam,
oras?
Alam ko, no mo tayo. Pero magtubig tayo in between. Paano hindi tayo magkaroon ng gawa-tata? Yan ang ginagawa ko.
Very lang.
Yun ang ginagawa ko. Nagtutubig ako marami in between eh. Para masaya.
Oo.
Oh my God.
Tsaka mahilig to kumanta. Maganda kumanta. Ayan, ako. Parehas kayo. Patay. Kasi ang ganda pa naman ng karaoke. Isang buong
sa baba,
malaking
parang lounge.
lounge. As in, perfect. May billiards and all. Naku, patkain, lahat. You will have a blast with the new sets of friends that you will meet.
Yeah.
Oh, diba? Maraming salamat, best. Thank you so much. Okay, J-Cast, close our show for this morning. Go!
Yes, thank you, Mako Ogat, for watching this fun and very inspiring episode. Don't forget to share this amongst your friends and family. Also, yes, salamat sa ating mga kumunisen sa ABS-CBN FYE channel in Kumu. And also sa mga subscribers natin worldwide, TFC The Filipino Channel, and mga streamers natin sa iWant TFC. Salamat din po sa ating mga Jeepney TV subscribers na nanonood sa buong Pilipinas. Ayan. Thank you very much, Idol. Our new best friend, Bessie Besana.
Yes, Bessie!
Thank you for this very fun chika and very inspiring episode. Ayan, mag-last toast tayo, guys.
Ayan. Okay, go.
Okay, mga kaogat. Yes! Amidst the challenges of life, let's still find ways to be happy. Let's all talk about it over
a glass or two. Bye! Thank you, Besh!
Kain ka na, Besh!
Kain na! Thank you. Bye! Thank you so much! Oh, 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 oh